Or there won't be any more.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Irregular Search for Truth. I'm Scott.
I'm Sachin.
And here we go again. Okay, so I've got
So you might be getting a phone call, it sounds like.
Oh, okay, alright, we can go to that first.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
No, that's cool. That's alright, so this one is sort of a social experiment to see what'll happen. I met this guy just on the street the other day, and he was clearly like not a homeless person. He was clearly like sort of working, professional, young man, not drunk or stoned or anything like that. But he was, according to his story, he was in sort of a spot where he had lost his card and he had just gotten into town and whatever. And I'm like, okay, well maybe this is a scam. But he's like, there's this hostel just a couple blocks away. I knew the hostel he was talking about. He's like, I need $8 to get it. And, you know, I just don't, and whatever. And so I was like, well, I have a $10 bill. I'll give it to you if you give me a call. Here's my phone number. And of course, I realized afterwards I should have been like, you give me your phone number.
Right.
But I didn't think that at the time.
Because I will call you every day.
All right. Until I get my $10.
You're like that kid from that movie.
What's that?
Did you see that movie? Oh, sorry. Not
oh, the $2? I want my $2! Yeah. Yeah. I was stupid and can't be that kid. But I did give him money. I gave him my phone number. I was like, all right, give me a call. And he's like, okay, I'll get it because my, you know, the bank was closed on Sunday. He's like, I'll get it back on Monday and I'll give you a call. So it's sort of an experiment. It was one of those things where it's like, okay, I, you know, like occasionally I'll give change if I have it to a panhandler or something like that. But this guy was asking for $8, you know, and he was asking for a specific amount. But at the same time, it wasn't like, you know, like, I need $8 because my wife needs a hip replacement and I'm drunk.
How did he approach it? Was he just like asking everybody for help? Or
no,
like...
I was waiting at the bus stop with my girlfriend and he was like, hey, you know, this is... You know, this is kind of awkward, but here's my story. And so I was like, ah, man. And I knew I had $10.
Right.
And I was like, I don't really want to, but okay, all right, we'll see. And so I gave it to him. I gave him my phone number, and we'll see. We'll see if he calls. You think he's going to call?
I guess I wasn't
like,
there.
He's a guy that looks like, in a way, like he could work at your business or something.
Right,
the way he was dressed, the way he talked, and whatever. I was like, well, you probably earn more money than I do. and you're asking me for $10.
You should have been like, oh, by the way, I'm unemployed. So I'm going to guilt you into it now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think it's... I don't know if he will or not. I could see that it's almost like when you have one of those things to do and you're like, as time goes more and more past, you grow more and more apathetic towards doing the task. Because nobody will care about it, mm-hmm. although you said you would do it.
Except in this case, you're screwing someone out of $10. Like, whereas,
that's true.
Whereas being, like, if the task was either doing something positive or doing a nothing, you know, like, that is not negative, then I could see that you would grow sort of more apathetic to it over time. But I think, hopefully, if the task is you're either screwing somebody or doing nothing... You know, and it's not like he's making a fortune off of the $10 I lend him. You know, hopefully that you wouldn't grow more apathetic.
How did
to
you
that
take your phone down? How did you take your phone down?
I wrote it down on a old movie stub.
He didn't have a cell phone.
He did, but I should have given it. But oh well.
Yeah, I don't know. I could see it going both ways. Like I could see him like really wanting to do it, and today's Columbus Day, of course. So the banks are closed today, also. And I just like every day that it goes by,
right?
I could see him being like, "Oh, I should do that. Oh, whatever, you know." And like, if he's only in town for a couple of days, it's like, forget it.
Yeah.
Like I screwed that guy, and I feel really bad about it, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's also a real possibility that he would do it. Whereas I think like if there was another person who you sized up, and you're like, "Oh, that guy's kind of sketchy, but whatever." Anyway, there's even less of a chance.
Right. Right.
So I'd say, I mean, yeah, sure, 50-50.
Yeah, it was kind of a fence riding situation there. I was like, oh, I don't know, he might be, or he might just be a scam artist.
Yeah,
you know? Yeah. Scamming people out of $10 every other corner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I feel it's happened to me before also. And like one time I was on the way to the bus, and it's funny because I'm always on the, I feel bad because I'm always in a rush sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, like you're always going somewhere, you know, yeah. And like when somebody stops you or something happens, you can't stop because you're always going somewhere, you know. But I was on my way to the bus stop, and this guy approaches me, and he was like kind of like just really, yeah, like kind of miserable, like, excuse me, I'm so sorry, oh my god, you know, like, could you please help me? And he's like,
your wavy hand gestures didn't translate into the podcast. Sachin's fingers just flopped up and down a little bit, and he was kind of making a pathetic squinty face.
Check that as you will. I don't really know how to verbalize that. I do, but I'm not going to. But yeah, and he was just like, I'm so sorry, like, oh my god, blah blah blah. And I'm like, what do you want? Like, what is it? I have somewhere to go. What is it that you want? He's like, I just need like $5 or some amount of money, you know. I'm like, yeah. Or maybe it was even like $4, but I'm like, here, just take $5. He's like, oh my god, can I have your number? Like, I'm like, I don't know, I have to go, like, I don't care enough, you know, like, here you go. And it was like, it's interesting because, yeah, like, whenever I go around like downtown, I always, pretty much always, get asked by a homeless person or somebody around for some money, you know, and it's usually for much less, you know, mm-hmm. if I have a quarter or 15 cents or, you know, 50 cents or a dollar or whatever. And I'm just like, no. It's like noise, you know, you kind of like filter it out, whatever.
Right, right.
But it's interesting when certain people ask you for even more amounts of money, you are actually compelled to actually consider whether to give it to them or not.
Right.
Whereas, like, I mean, I feel like when I'm in the bar station and somebody's like, hey, can I have something that holds, like, thrusts a cup in my face? I'm like, yeah, whatever, move on, you know, and it's like the same guy every day.
Right,
you know?
Right.
It's a weird sort of, like, I don't know how to...
Well, when the first thing that, you know, strikes you about the person is that this might not be their normal circumstance.
Right,
or something.
Right. Or that, like, this one act will help them.
Right.
Right. Whereas, right. Like, I'm pretty sure if I give you this quarter, nothing is going to be changed. You know, I mean, I know, yeah, every bit helps or whatever. That's what your sign says. But I'm pretty sure, I'm pretty sure that my one quarter is not going to, like, feed you or find you some place to stay at night or get you to wherever you're going. Yeah. You know, whereas
hate mail to the or from the homeless lobby can be directed to irregularsearchfortruth@gmail.com.
Attention, Scott. Because that's usually where all the controversial things come from, I feel like.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I thought I was the more the less controversial of the two.
No, I was joking.
But
you know, actually, and then it was funny the other day, you know, I was at the BART and I was buying a ticket, and it was like, I don't know, the ticket was like $3.10, you know, or $3.20 or something, like the dollar, like $3.20, you know. And I, without even thinking, I just like looked over at the person next to me and I'm like, hey, do you have a dime? Like, I already know you, you know. It's like, but it's like before, and like as soon as I said it, I'm like, oh, what am I doing? Like, I don't know you, right? But it's like, he's like, oh yeah, here, you know. And it's like, I think it's so interesting how different the way you ask, or, and it's not even like, because the way you ask is not just your tone and the words you use,
yeah,
but it's the position you come from, right? And like who you are, how you dress, and what you need it for. Right, yeah. And it's like, I don't need 20 cents to buy a BART ticket because that's all I have. I need 20 cents or 10 cents because I don't want to put in a five and get $1.80 back in change.
Like, you bastard. You bastard.
And then, like, literally 20 seconds later, if a homeless person asked me for change, I'd be like, no, I don't have any.
You evil man. My goodness. I was just about to say, you know, like, the weird thing about this situation was, I would rather sleep on the street than go ask somebody for $10.
What?
Yeah, I just, why? That's not in my, I don't know. I think, I mean, maybe I'm the bigger bastard because maybe I have something against asking people for unsolicited, you know, for
assistance
or something.
If anything,
maybe I'm a bigger jerk.
If anything, but, you get two bonus points because A, like, you're so, like, you know, proud and, like, you know, do it yourselfy that, like, you refuse to, like, take help, which is, you know, that's admirable in some certain way.
I don't know. That's kind of admirable in, like, an old, like, I don't know, like, samurai culture or something.
Well,
but I think we've kind of moved past that or something.
Well, that's why I qualified it with a certain way.
Okay.
All right. And then not only that, but you don't necessarily expect other people to hold us to that, and you help them out, even though you are that way.
Yeah.
Which is, hey, you know, good job.
All right, well, here's me patting myself on the back. What a guy.
But yeah, I mean, I have no problem helping people. I mean, it's like, or asking people for help. Because it's like, if you, that's the whole point of helping people, you know? It's like,
That's someday it might come back to you.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's not really the whole point of helping people out, but it's like, that's the kind of community that I'd like to foster in my own mind anyway.
Okay.
You know, it's like, we're all here for each other, right? Like, I pay taxes to help people out. I, like, give the charity to help people out. And, like, none of this stuff is really helping anybody that I know or me personally.
Mm.
You know, if it is helping people out, I don't know. I mean, I don't know about it. But, like, you know, it's like, yeah, okay, here's some money to charity, or, like, here's 10 bucks so you can get on your way, or, like, you know, if you need something, here you go. And it's like, and I'm going to ask you right back.